Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jaquetta. May I have your zip code to further assist you?
57260.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Pardon?
May I have your first and last name, please?
Bonnie Zock.
Emma Zock, thank you. I am the supervisor on the floor that will be assisting you. Can I get you to verify your address for me?
10297 Lake Road, Rossall, South Dakota.
Thank you for verifying that information. Give me just one moment to review the notes on your account. Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding for me, Ms. Zock. So you informed the agent that you had spoken with someone previously, and they informed you that you would be refunded?
Right.
Do you know what day you spoke with someone?
It would have been probably the first part of November, because I got my bank statement like the first week of November. And I called right away, so I suppose it would be about the 4th or the 5th of November. I don't have the exact date that I called.
Yeah, because the account wasn't canceled, and there are no notes there from any agent stating that.
Marcia just said when I talked to her, too, that they had given me a cancellation code that was bum, and they said that they were going to refund the money back that they had taken out. Well, then I got the statement, my statement this month, and they'd taken it out again. So then
Okay. Today
I called Mark, and I talked to Marcia, and she went through the cancellation thing over again, and then she transferred me to you for the refund part of it.
Yeah, it has been canceled as of today. You said they gave you a cancellation number. What number did they give you?
The one Marcia just gave me or the one before?
The one before.
The one before was, all I got was KC021. And Marcia said that's not a consolation code.
No, ma'am. Is it possible you had something else that you had called in to cancel as well with a different company?
Nope. I don't know, unless she rattled off more numbers than I got wrote down, but we got into quite a fight about it, so.
Yeah, because I'm not showing it. Give me 1 second. I'm going to bring your phone number to see if I can pull a call. Give me just one moment. Okay, so what I'm going to do is go ahead and pull a trace on your phone number. All calls are monitored and recorded for quality and training purposes. If I pull the call, then I'll be able to see who exactly you spoke with, if it does register in our system, or it should register in our system if you spoke with someone from here. So give me just a moment. It'll only take a few moments to do a full trace on the 605-237-1426. Is there any other number that you may have called in from that day if calls do not come up under that number?
It would have been from this number.
Okay. Hold on, just one moment. And you stated that they told you you'd be refunded. Did they say how much of a refund?
Well, the refund amount that I have that they have taken out without my consent is $191.60. It was three different payments.
Yes, no record of that.
Well, this last month wouldn't have been on that last one when I talked to this other gal, the first gal. But then it was only 2 months, so it was 130-something.
Okay, so I need a trace on your phone number. The only call that I am pulling up is the one with Portia, and that was the one today. So I don't have any record of any other calls.
Well, what the hell? I thought I had this all figured out and all settled, and now I'm getting this runaround. Okay, so I got the cancellation code from Marcia as of today, but what about my refund, Deb?
I mean, the charges are valid. What they can do is give a 35% courtesy refund off of those charges.
Well, that's better than nothing, I guess.
Okay, give me just one moment. I'll get those processed for you.
This is really sucky because I'm a retired citizen. And I feel like I was totally taken advantage of.
And I do apologize that you feel that way, but the terms, I mean, if you spoke with someone here, all of our calls are recorded. And I put in your phone number, and I didn't find any other calls except for the one with Portia before she transferred you to me. Now, I'd be more than happy to meet you halfway and apply a 50% courtesy refund off of them.
I would rather get all of my money back that they were not supposed to take out, which was $67.32 a month for 3 months.
We didn't charge you $67.32 for 3 months.
Well, that, the last 2 months it was $67.32, and the month before was $56.95, and then there was another $5.74 on that. It was pretty darn
The best that I would be able to do for you today, Ms. Zaka, as a courtesy, I can refund back what was billed on December 6th, and I can give you back the November 21st charge and the October 20th charge, but that's the best that I would be able to do for you.
Which ones? The September and October?
No, ma'am. The October, November, and December charge.
Okay. Well, so I'm out the first one then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but I will get the $67.32 times two back then?
Yes, ma'am. And then there was a charge on December the 6th for $39.99, so you will get that back as well.
For what?
$39.99 on December the 6th.
I didn't know about that one yet. I don't know. That must have been the new one for this month then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll want it all back. $39.96.
Yes, ma'am. So $39.99 and then $67.32 times two.
Okay. Yes, I will expect that on my account next month then.
Refunds will post back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I will be calling the bank to check on that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Let me give you that refund confirmation number.
Okay.
It's 7. Okay. No problem.
Refund number. Okay.
It is 771-937-2323.
Okay. Reading it back. 771-937-2323.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.